I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,471. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's row. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's meat and potatoes get saucy, baby. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
All right, here we go. Florida woman says cops were called on her because someone was jealous that her body looked so good. Meanwhile, Florida anti-masker dares a cop to arrest him, and he's shocked when he found out he could. Pregnant mom plans to live stream herself giving birth. More shocking that people actually want to pay for that. Two planes collide in midair over Denver. Whoa, there goes my hat. And a cabbie is shocked to learn the man he picked up outside of a bank had just robbed it. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us... Yeah. I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there.
Yeah, hurry up.
We will spin the category wheel that you now hear, Ted. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who is known in Mexico as El Maldito Idiota, when he answered 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,471. Well, a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again, we welcome in the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You're going to get saucy today, baby.
Saucy.
Apparently, sauces are a big deal, especially during this year pandemic we're in. Lo and behold, people were selling ketchup packets for a while.
What?
On eBay. There was a ketchup package shortage.
Come on.
I'm not talking about just all the other exotic sauces. I'm talking straight up ketchup. There was a shortage on ketchup.
When was there a shortage of ketchup?
They should check my third drawer.
This was about three or four weeks ago. They downsized.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They should come to my house.
People are selling it on eBay and everything else.
I got so much goddamn ketchup in my house, man.
Just the packets. Not the bottle of ketchup that you can buy.
How much were they charging for a packet of ketchup?
It depends on the number that you bought.
I can't imagine a point in my life. Now, it's one thing if I'm at the store and I go, hey, man, well, it's an extra 5 cents. Right? I go, all right. But I can't imagine being at home and going, I need ketchup so bad that I'm on eBay and I'm going to overnight, like, right. Just give me three packets.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A came out and they said, hey, we're only going to give you one sauce per customer when you come through, as they are in the midst of a sauce shortage as well in their supply chain. It turns out, and I did not know this,
they're very generous.
I was talking to the lovely Emily, who does Mornings at the Wolf with Matt, right? Now, she broke the world record at one point in time for the most days eaten at a Chick-fil-A. And somebody else came and they took that from her, right? Like by one day or whatever, a couple years later. But either way, I was talking to her this morning, and she said that at Chick-fil-A, and I did not know this, you used to be able to get as many different sauces as you wanted for free.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Chick-fil-A isn't like, oh, you only got this many nuggets. Like, Chick-fil-A is like, yeah, take the sauce.
Yeah, as many as you want, and you don't have to pay for it.
And look what happened.
So I didn't know that. So apparently,
you give people an inch to take it to mine.
Because of that.
Take all the sauce you want. Now they got no sauce.
Yeah, that is a shortage. But you have some of the best fast food sauces available.
The 10 best.
The 10 best sauces coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
And just get pissed off now.
Okay, all right.
Get it out of your system.
Were you mad?
No, I wasn't. But, you know, anytime you have a list of anything to do with food, it's always like, no way, bro. This sauce is the best. So I'm like, I'm just telling people, get mad now.
Okay, well, there's certain sauces that you can only get at certain places.
Sure.
If you want horseradish sauce, which I like, there's only one place that has it, and that is Arby's. But Arby's also has a horsey sauce. It's very unique.
Made out of real horses.
Chick-fil-A's
so
got,
unique.
You know, five or six. McDonald's got some great sauces. So either way, it's all saucy today with a head chef. And today is the day we play the game known as a big dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. As you stated so eloquently earlier, Steve, our biggest dummy was Tyler. It took him 14 questions to get one right.
Yes, very eloquently.
See, yes. And every time we play the game known as a big dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Last time we asked you, hey, if you would like to, would you host a television show? And as we were talking about the many different guest hosts that have appeared on Jeopardy and the fact that Elon Musk was going to be the controversial host of SNL,
all right,
we gave you some choices here on you hosting a TV show. And they included NFL Red Zone, which we thought would be pretty cool. Got to sit there for about 7-8 hours, though, right?
Because, as you described it, you're only hosting it because Scott Hansen had the runs.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Scott. Can't make it in, man. Got the squirts real bad.
What do we do? Also, SNL on the list, obviously, because Elon was hosting this past weekend. Jeopardy on the list with all the guest hosts and The Bachelor, which would be an interesting show to host as well. So as we do, we put the poll up for you. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, get to voting. And here's how it all shook down. The one show by far you did not want to watch, that would be The Bachelor. That
host,
came in.
Host.
Yeah, a host. I'm sorry, host. That would be 9% of you said if there was one show that you would not really want to host, it would be The Bachelor at 9%.
That's the one I took, man.
Mm-hmm. Number three on the list, 26% of you said, I would like to host NFL Red Zone. Here's where it gets a little bit tighter. In number two, you'd like to host Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
30% of you said, yep, I'll host SNL. And 35% of you said, if you were going to host a television show, it would be Jeopardy. That got 35% of the vote. Now, today in our Men's Room poll, we go in the news here. And for the past few weeks, we've had some interesting things that have happened in the news. And a lot of them are
interesting
freaky
things. Basically, it's us reading a story going, I'm so goddamn glad that's not me.
Exactly. And we start with a story out of China. Images of a man left clinging to a shattered glass suspension bridge went viral in China and are prompting calls for stricter safety measures across the country and the globe for a lot of these places that have glass-type things. The Longjing city government announced on its official web channel that a tourist had become trapped some 330 feet in the air at the attraction at the Paiyan Mountain scene on Friday after historic high winds whisked away glass panes from the structure. The man was stuck for over an hour, a half an hour, as 93-mile wind still pummeled the bridge.
Jesus.
So not only was he above at 330 degrees, or 330 feet, but he was also being hit with 93-mile-an-hour winds. All the glass panes on either side of him had completely broken out. He was and the pane he was on was creaking and was cracking and everything else. The winds kept howling. He didn't know if that thing was
And there's no way to get off the bridge.
No.
Because all the rest of the footrest or footpath had blown away.
The man was eventually able to climb back to safety unharmed after a joint rescue effort conducted by police, firefighters, forestry personnel. He was sent to a hospital for physical and a psychological evaluation. A tourist can be seen clinging to the glass-bottom bridge in the picture. It's a design flaw. The bridge will sway in the air with the wind. It's better to stop this kind of glass plank road. It's too anti-human and has serious safety hazards. In recent years, by the way, China has undergone a series of glass suspension bridges as local authorities seek to entice thrill-seeking tourists to its mountain reaches. The longest glass-bottom bridge in the world, that is in the Guangdong province and measures more than 1,726 feet long, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. And yes, it has a glass bottom on it as well. So
yep,
you're an hour up there, 93-mile-an-hour winds. Then, of course, the story out of Houston is our next option. The tiger, by the way, is still missing as the mystery deepens over the man who was seen with it. A man who wrangled a tiger strolling in front of a Houston home Sunday has posted bond over the incident, yet the circumstances of the scene that shocked neighbors and authorities remain unclear. Victor Hugo Cuevas, previously out on bond for an unrelated murder charge, was held at $50,000 bond in neighboring Fort Bend. So he had turned himself in. Actually, they went and arrested him at his home. However, the Bengal tiger, who he put in his car and drove off with, is still missing. But the idea being, you have a Bengal tiger roaming around in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That is option number two from the tiger thing. Now we head to the not-so-friendly skies. And if you've seen the photos of the one aircraft, you'd think to yourself, oh my God. Two small airplanes collided in the air near Denver, leaving one aircraft nearly ripped in half, forcing the other pilot to deploy a parachute. Remarkably, both planes landed safely. No one was injured. Both planes were getting ready to land at a small regional airport in a Denver suburb because they were flying from the Denver airport probably to get home. The two planes collided, according to the Transportation Safety Board. One of these pilots needs to go buy a lottery ticket right now, according to the sheriff. I don't remember anything like this, especially everyone walking away. I mean, that's the amazing part of this entire situation. Witnesses saw the collision in air. I saw two planes in the sky, said June Cliver. I saw a large green plane, which I thought was a tow plane, along with what I thought was a glider being towed by it. I heard a noise, but didn't realize that the two planes had actually collided. She saw the green plane fly off and shortly after saw the smaller plane deploy its parachute. She said she initially thought it was a training exercise. When I realized the small plane was going down, I started running toward it. The pilot and his passenger were already up and about. That's good to know that those parachutes actually work. The pilot, by the way, He was the only person aboard the twin-engine Fairchild Metroliner that landed at the airport despite suffering major damage to its fuselage and tail section. The plane is owned by Key Lime Air. They're a Colorado-based company, because when you think Colorado, don't you think Key Limes? I sure do. Either way, if you look at the picture of this aircraft, the roof in the middle, right behind the wing, is completely ripped off.
It's convertible.
So you're going to be in a plane with a roof ripped off of it. Okay,
but anyway, unexpectedly.
Yeah. And then the last scenario we have for you today is a story we brought you a couple weeks ago where there was a sailor who spent a nightmarish 4 years trapped aboard an Egyptian cargo ship. This was based on the fact that the owner of the ship still owed some fees from previous instances. Those fees were not paid. So basically what they did was they docked the boat and would not allow it to move. Now, the captain of the ship, he got off to do some negotiations. But he knew what he was doing because he left the boat and went on to another boat.
He rolled the hell out.
So when they went to the boat, the first mate who was on the boat, once he signed that paperwork, he became the official spokesman. He became the captain. He then became responsible for the $21,000 that was owed.
But he was stuck on the boat for 4 years, the last two of those years alone.
Correct. The first 2 years, he did have some sailors that were with him on the ship. By the last 2 years, he was the only one there. And not only was he the only one there, but he also he got sick while he was out there. He got scurvy symptoms. He was beginning to lose his teeth after
his
months.
Mother died
of poor nutrition. In order to sleep, he took up to 12 painkillers a night. And fortunately, what happened for him was a storm came along and blew the ship into the side of the canal because the anchor had actually gotten loose.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, it was kind of a divine intervention, according to him. So he swam to shore. And basically, at that point, when authorities got him, they said, look, you need to go back to the boat. Or we're going to possibly arrest you. But they didn't really have anything to arrest him for. Eventually, this company came through and paid the $21,000. But either way, the guy was in the boat for 4 years. Two of those years, he was all by himself. So, our men's room poll today. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, 330 feet in the air? Would you rather have a tiger in your yard? A tiger in your yard. Would you rather be in a plane with a roof ripped off? Or would you rather be stuck on a boat for 2 years?
That's a tough one, man.
I think for me, I can't do the suspension bridge. 93-mile-an-hour winds. If you've never been in winds that are that heavy, they are to the point where you almost cannot stand up.
Right.
It is, it's pretty bad. So to be on this bridge, 330, and most of that stuff had fallen off.
Yeah, the only pain left was when he was on.
You're thinking to yourself, okay, this is going to go too.
Sure.
So the idea of that, the time involved in the rescue, that's too much. Being in a plane with a roof ripped off?
No. No.
Exactly. I mean...
No.
No.
Just, I mean, that speaks for itself. No.
Stuck on a boat for 2 years? Could be an option, but it would be horrible. Keep in mind...
You're by he was yourself, and the place was infested with rats and flies.
Yeah, and you're malnourished. You're not getting food all the time. Sometimes your supplies make it. Sometimes they do not. Or you're, I think I'm going to go tiger in the yard.
I'm going tiger. I know it's dumb.
Tiger in the yard.
I'm definitely taking the tiger in the yard.
I don't know why. You don't know the tiger. You don't know if it's docile. You don't. I mean, it's a tiger. It's a Bengal tiger.
It's a tiger.
It's a Bengal tiger.
If it's not asleep, I don't believe it's docile. Mike and I had the idea that the tiger is in your home.
Yes.
You don't know where it is. And even though you're outside, you just have to run in and get your keys. Like, look.
Yeah.
We don't know where the tiger is in your home, but just run and get your keys and get out.
What if you had to just go out and get the mail? I mean, what if you just had to walk outside and get the mail? Now, the tiger's in your yard. All you're doing is going out and trying to get your mail.
Nope.
That's it.
No.
That's all.
No. I'm not getting it.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of like that game, you know, you play, like, run out there and touch that. Run back real quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a scenario. So there's your men's room poll. Would you rather be or have be stuck on a suspension bridge? Would you rather have a tiger in your yard, in a plane with a roof ripped off, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
Yep. Plus, with the tiger, there's a good chance he'll attack you.
Yeah, I think there's a very good chance.
There's a decent chance. There's also a chance you can survive. Whereas if I fall off that bridge, you're dead.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's a decent chance you're going to survive a tiger attack?
Well, there's people that have been attacked by tigers that are still telling the story. Like I said, decent. I backed off decent. There's a chance I
can
survive.
There's a chance. All right.
Whereas you fall off the bridge, you're dead.
Okay.
You fall out, that plane crashes, you're dead.
What's the one thing?
People have survived plane crashes, right? People have survived, and they said, hey, man, it was scary. It's like the tiger people. Like, oh, yeah, you survived the plane. I survived the tiger attack.
I'm taking the tiger.
I'm right there with you.
And the guy that's stuck for 2 years,
yeah,
like that physically, you could get away with that, but I think mentally, it would just drive you insane.
Absolutely.
Like being in the hole for 2 years.
What would be the one thing that you would take outside with the tiger that would not be a weapon that you think could deter the tiger? Like if you had a ball...
I'm using your laser pointer.
That's what I'm going out. I'm going out with the laser pointer.
That's smart. I was just thinking.
I'm going out with the laser pointer.
Like, and it actually works. Because you brought up that idea a couple of years ago. And I'm like, you're the dumbest person I've ever met. And then people started sending in all these videos of, I mean, these are goddamn tigers. And they just have a laser pointer. And they do exactly what
your cat
does.
They sell them at the pet store for cats only.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they sell them at pet stores. You think, why would you have a laser? Where do you get a laser pointer? You can buy them in a pet store.
Yeah.
Just for your cats to play with.
Okay, so, let me ask you this. Do you have a laser pointer right now?
No.
I don't either, and that's the problem, right? So now, there's a tiger in my yard. What else do you have in your house that you think... Actually, you know what would distract the tiger from me? My dog. Be like, I know you don't want to go outside, but I'm throwing you out the window.
You're sacrificing the dog.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What about... not that you would have this.
No, I'm dog sitting in 2 weeks. Sorry.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I love my dog, but like if I had to go outside and there's a tiger in the yard, it's like, Molly, you've been good to this family and the kids love you. This tiger's about to eat your ass while I run to the car. I'm sorry.
What would happen if you gave a tiger catnip?
You'd have to give it a lot of catnip.
I know, but you're still catnip, right?
I think we can just get stoned like most cats.
All right, okay. What about a bindle of yarn? You know, you always think about the cat that plays with a ball of yarn.
Maybe.
Is that something that the cat would be into?
I don't think so. I think the catnip, yes. The laser pointer, yes. My dog, absolutely.
Well, your dog would be into like a roll of toilet paper. You know, like if you could unroll it, that would be another good thing. Because if you have a roll of toilet paper and you just throw it and it starts rolling, man, a cat, you know cats, man. Like they'll hit the roll of toilet paper.
But see, here's the difference. When you do that with your cat, I don't believe at the time I do that with my cat that my cat is contemplating killing me. Right? It's like, okay. Oh, we're here to play. The tiger, on the other hand... I just feel like he wants to attack me, so this roll of toilet paper is not really going to do much.
What about a can of Friskies? One can of Friskies.
I mean, he'd eat the whole can.
I know.
Friskies.
But then he would immediately be like, dude, this guy's got Friskies.
Mm-hmm. You know what about a can of tuna?
Can of tuna, sure. I think that would work, too. I just don't, the size of a Bengal tiger, that thing is so big. That I just don't know, you know.
I got a couple of steaks in the fridge,
man. I'm going to go,
I'm giving him my goddamn steak.
You sure?
After he's done with my dog, he's next getting
idea.
Steak.
That's not a bad idea. And maybe like a frozen pack of hamburger. So it's going to take him a little while to get through it. That way I have time to get on to the mailbox. I mean, you know.
This is all to get your mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got frozen steaks in my freezer. You're right. I got frozen salmon in there.
Oh, dude, you're fine.
Yeah.
That might be it. Just start chucking
me. A-okay.
You know, you're chucking me. Go get the mail, Ted.
Exactly. All right, coming up the game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
All right, let's do this. The game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
I'll go look for the order and see.
Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, Peyton? You sober, not sober?
I'm at work, so I'm definitely sober.
Okay.
That's the best place to get drunk.
Peyton, did you find the order?
Of what?
Whatever you were just talking about.
You said you were looking for the order.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You got the order?
I was at work.
What was the order?
I got the order, right? Boat parts.
All right. Okay. Very cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Getting to be the season. Men's room poll there, Peyton. Would you rather be or have be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years? What's your vote?
100 times over the tiger. There's
tiger
literally
in
no
the
chance. No chance I could do the suspension bridge. I'd rather do the tiger 100 times over.
Okay. I'm right there with you.
And I don't want a tiger in my yard. It's just the best option out of this.
Well, until this week, I would have taken the bridge.
Really?
Like, those bridges never scared me. I was like, they wouldn't let people on if they were unsafe.
Yes, they would. It's China. I think they have different standards of safety there. All right, here is your question. What type of business did Annie have that failed in the movie Bridesmaids?
A coffee business.
A bakery?
A baker. But I like where your head is at. Like, yeah, what's something everybody does? Coffee.
It's better than pass, right?
Yes, it is.
You have no idea
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
What's happening today?
All right, your question. Name one of the only three NFL teams to never have the first overall pick in the draft.
The Browns. No, wait, sorry, hold on. That's the opposite. I don't know, the Patriots.
Now, they were terrible for decades.
God, it seems so long ago that they sucked, but yeah.
Drew Bledsoe.
How about the Green Bay Packers? If we start at the beginning of the NFL.
Uh-uh.
I know one is the Seattle Seahawks.
One of the teams is, in fact, the Seattle Seahawks. So the good news, if you're a Seahawks fan, your team has never sucked so bad that they got the first pick, like Cincy and Cleveland.
Which is amazing because the team came into the league in 1978. So like with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Got the first draft. And then also remember that the first season the Seahawks existed, they won one game. They beat Tampa Bay, who lost all of their games. So Tampa still got the first pick in next year's draft.
Who are the other
Seattle
teams?
Seahawks are one.
Hang on.
Every team, all three of these teams, including Seattle, have a Super Bowl trophy.
Baltimore Ravens.
We've never sucked so bad that we need a number one.
That's right. And so, you guys were a new franchise, so you didn't get it.
Correct. So Seahawks, Ravens.
Tennessee Titans.
No, this team has a Super Bowl trophy.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago?
Nope. The Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Yeah, so Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, Baltimore Ravens. Never had a first-round pick. If you're a fan of any of those three teams, that's your bragging point.
You know, we don't talk about the Broncos enough. Like, they are consistently good.
They've had some struggles the last couple seasons, but you always feel like they're on the cusp of turning it around real quick.
Right. They're never like Detroit or Cleveland.
No. All right. Your next question. Multiple choice. Cindy Crawford, Kate Upton, Kate Moss, or Giselle? Whose great-grandfather invented the washing machine?
What were the options again? I'm sorry.
Cindy Crawford, Kate Upton, Kate Moss, or Giselle?
Well, I'm just going to take a random pack based off beauty. Kate Upton.
Okay.
Oh, well done, sir.
I think that would have been my pick in a different question, too.
No, he picked her for the same reason
you
would pick her.
Like, if it was a different question, but you had the same people.
Cindy Crawford, Kate Upton, Kate Moss, Giselle. I'm taking Cindy Crawford based on the question I assume you're going with.
Cindy Crawford? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've just always had a thing for her.
I think she's very attractive, too.
Is that the question? The next question? Just pick one?
Well, I mean...
No, like, but Miles' head was like, well, instead of washing machines...
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could just hang out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do some stuff. Hang out. See some things. Game is up. Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I was sober when I called in, and I'm working on beer number three, so let's go.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Sean. Men's room poll. What would you rather be, situation-wise? Stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years by yourself?
And it's not the outcome of what had happened to those people, because they all survived.
Everyone survived. You just have to endure the process.
Right.
So what's that?
You gotta go with the tiger. It's the easiest one to beat.
Okay. The easiest one to beat, a Bengal tiger.
I don't think it's the easiest one to beat. I think it's the easiest one to avoid.
One of the largest cats in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, the easiest one to avoid slash not crap your pants.
Okay. Yeah. You do not run that they can make it run 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm staying in my house.
Not if I'm in my house.
Yeah, okay.
Can I use things in my home, like we were talking about earlier, to protect myself?
What do you got?
Oh, that tiger's not getting me.
Okay.
You got a baseball bat.
No, not that, but I know how tigers attack, so I'm going to thwart that.
All right.
How do tigers attack? Well, they usually get you from the... Are they back, from the back?
You putting eyes on the back of your head?
No, so they... Right, so in parts of India, there's guys that work in the national forest there and stuff, and they basically make like these giant...
Like collars with spikes on it or something?
No, they just steal. So that way, because the tiger wants to drive his tooth into the back, like the back of your neck.
Right.
So if you wear those, they, in theory... When he does it, he won't get his tooth through and kill you.
In theory. Hmm. See, well, theory does not bring the
They've comfort. Been doing it over there for years.
I know they've been doing it, but have the same guys been doing it for years? See, that's the question to ask yourself.
What if you walked out in a suit of armor?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd still be scared.
Would you be all right? With the mesh and everything?
That was the same special I watched, though, where they were like, don't worry, they never swim. Then they're standing there, and one came swimming across the river. Right.
Except that one.
I was like, oh, they're adapting.
All right, here's a question. Published in 1990, what Michael Crichton novel was made into an Oscar-winning film 3 years later?
1990. I don't even have a guess for that. I am not in the books.
Okay, well, they made it into a movie.
And it won an Oscar.
Let's do Far and Away.
What was it?
Far and Away.
Thank you for guessing, but no. Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's dumb. Okay.
If I remember right, as things always go, you make a movie, you write a book, whatever it is, people point out the flaws. Now, aside from the fact that they reanimated dinosaurs, blah, 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 they looked past all that, but the big gripe was,
technically those dinosaurs weren't part of the Jurassic period. They were like Cretaceous.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Come on.
You're watching a movie.
That's the issue you have with
dinosaurs walking around, but your concern is that it's not Jurassic. All right. Your question, what was Shaquille O'Neal's NBA team?
Was it the Magic?
Nice. You got it.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Nice.
How many seasons did he play there?
He played for a while, and people forget that team was good.
Him, didn't they have Hardaway?
Yeah, Anthony Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
Horace Grant went down there after he left the Bulls.
Yeah, like, had a couple good years.
Yeah.
Not this year. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Because Victor got hurt.
Yes, sir, it is, Ted.
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. James, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Out delivering the beers.
Oh, it's James again.
He was there for 4 years. Thank you.
Men's room poll, James. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
As much fun as all of this sounds, I think I'm going to go with everybody else and say tiger is probably the easiest one to deal with.
Okay. Okay, just think what you're saying.
I think we're misstating this.
Yes, we are.
Easiest to avoid. Because at this point, would you rather be, you're on the plane and the roof rips off, right? Or you actually have to engage the tiger?
I'm still engaging the tiger.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go like, I'm going to treat him like a normal cat that doesn't like me in somebody's home. And I'm just going to sit there in the yard and wait for him to come over to me and start kind of sniffing around. And I'm going to breathe, stay still,
and then be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
All right, here is a question. Bootylicious. It's become an accepted word in the Oxford Dictionary thanks to a song of the same name by what musical act?
My R&B game is terrible, but what musical act?
Yep.
Is it recent?
Okay.
I mean, Bootylicious, what, 10 years okay. old, maybe? I don't know.
10 years ago?
Around.
Salt and Pepper?
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Now you know.
Did we see him play that?
They had to have hit Bootylicious.
Okay. They may have. It was a Super Bowl halftime show, and again, I cannot express how little I cared about Beyonce and Destiny's Child. I have no idea what they played. Oh, no, she, the ring on a thing, I think. Remember they had those little purple finger things you're supposed to do? Jesus Christ, so stupid. And by the way, and don't do pyro in a dome. They had smoke bombs and pyro inside of the Superdome. So when the halftime show was over, like, we're choking. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right. They had a flyover, too.
For real?
I'm almost positive there's been a Super Bowl in a dome where they had a flyover.
Well, we didn't know.
That's brilliant.
Why?
Wonderful idea. All right. Here is your question. In the culinary world, what is MSG short for?
I'll talk to you guys next time. It's monosodium glutamate.
Good job, James.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Good one. I don't know if I knew that one. Really? I've heard of MSGs.
I thought it was for sweet and sour chicken.
I did too. I just figured it was only when you get Chinese food. Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Everyone's favorite stoner. Hello, Stoner Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola, Jen.
What's up, fellas?
Tabin. Jen, what do you want to do there on a pole? Do you want to be stuck on a suspension bridge? Have a tiger in your yard? Be on a plane with no roof? Or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
Gotta go tiger.
Golly, people.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Jen, here's your question. What cards do you have? Jesus. What cards do you have if you have a big slick in a game of Texas Hold'em?
Is it three pairs?
Is that ace jack?
Ace king. And king of the same suit. So close.
Big slick, yeah.
Big slick. Slick is what I said. All right, Jen, you enjoy eating cake or cupcakes every once in a while?
I'm a pie girl, but, you know.
Of course you are.
Yeah, baby.
That was such an easy question.
Yeah, baby.
I like pie. I don't have an answer for your question. So, in the world of baking, what is the difference, baking as in cooking, not baking like you're doing right now. In baking, what's the difference between icing and frosting?
Does one come out of a piping bag?
There's no difference.
I don't know.
There is.
No difference.
All right.
It just depends what you call it, but there's no difference between icing and frosting. I thought I was going to stumble onto some wonderful nugget where I could correct people, and I'm like, oh, God damn it, no. All right, Jen, in what sport competition could you see a double axle and a mohawk turn?
Figure skating?
That's it.
Well done.
Nice job. Boom. Nice job. Two, three,
only,
three done.
Only watched during the Olympics.
Big Dummy is 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Dylan, sober, not sober?
Sober at the moment.
All right, Dylan. What would you rather have to deal with? Being stuck on a bridge, suspension style, a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
You know what, man? I got a theory about that tiger, so I think I'm going to go with the tiger.
What is your theory about the tiger?
Well, my theory is, and I've never tested this, so I could be wrong, but I think you bury your thumb knuckle deep into its eye socket, it's going to run away. But secondly, I'm with Thrill. I'd throw a steak out there.
Well, remember, I'm starting with my dog.
I'll start with the cat.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I might have to go out Rainbow Janet first. All right, here's your question. How many times can you fold a regular piece of paper in half?
Oh, man. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. It's 7.
How do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that?
Mythbusters did a deal on it, and they had a piece of paper the size of a warehouse, and you can only fold it 7 times.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I tried it a couple. After okay. I read this, I tried it several different ways, and all right, you get to 7, and it's done.
That's interesting.
And I know a bunch of people are trying it right now. You'll get to 7.
I'm waiting for a cheat to come up here. I'm going to give it a shot.
You going to give it a shot?
7 times, yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I'll get you a piece of paper there.
I'll take it. There you go.
All right, here we go. You can do it lengthwise, widthwise. It doesn't matter.
Well, I trust the science, but I'll try.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
This is fold number 1.
Uh-huh.
Yep. There is fold number 2.
And Ted's folding it the other way, right?
Yep. Here is fold number 3. Number 3. Okay. Here is number 4. Easy peasy.
All right.
Here is number 5.
I'm not even going to make it to 7.
No, yeah, I just said the most you could use.
Here is number 6.
And now what?
Here is...
six.
So,
six. If you're miles, 6 is the answer. Hello, Willis. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Willis, you're driving and putting you on team sober, because I don't want to know. Men's room poll. Would you rather be stuck on a suspension bridge, have a tiger in your yard, on a plane with no roof, or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
I'll take 2 tigers.
2 tigers in the yard. All right. Apparently, this does not bother people.
It bothers me. All right.
I'd be more worried about a horse.
Willis, I got to ask you, how tired of you are you of what you're talking about, Willis? I know it's 40 years old. How often do you hear that?
Well, I just turned 40 last month, but I hear it quite often.
Okay. And do people think they're funny?
Yeah, generally.
You just stare at him like, yeah, that's...
I've never heard that before.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, here's your question.
Did you name your penis the Willis Tower?
No. It's actually Willis Fit.
Okay.
I like you, ma'am. All right. Here's your question. What bird has the biggest wingspan?
Ah, damn. Albatross, man.
Wow. Albatross?
Albatross, yeah.
Albatross. What the hell's an albatross?
You never heard of an albatross?
I know what an albatross...
Okay. Well, think about it. They just glide over the ocean. They almost don't flap their wings much.
So bigger than like a California condor.
Yes.
I'll be dead.
These things...
The biggest.
They are gigantic. But yeah, they just basically float over top of the ocean.
Bigger than an ostrich. The other thing is huge. You're right.
Are those the ones you see like on fishing boats in the middle of nowhere and you're like, how did they get out here?
I think so, yeah. Because sailors, I believe, hate them.
Well, they don't look friendly. I mean, the guy looks like he's a little bit ticked off right there, doesn't he? All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Now people are bitching.
What?
One guy says, God damn it, this paper thing is pissing me off so much. How did I never know this? Someone else says, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat counting. Folding paper. Great radio, guys. Well, we're the best radio show around.
Yeah.
You find another radio show where they make you listen to other people fold paper, I'll give you a dollar.
Right. And you held on. You're still there. Still listening.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being here, Ryan. Sober, not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing, Ryan?
Bacon. Stoner Gen style.
Nice.
All right.
All right, where would you rather be? Stuck on a suspension bridge? At home with a tiger in your yard? On a plane with no roof? Or stuck on a boat for 2 years?
That's a no. I pass. Honestly, I'm going to take the plane.
Plane with no
plane.
Roof? The convertible plane.
Why do you pick the plane?
Because in no right state of mind would I jump out of a perfectly good airplane. So if I'm going to jump out of an airplane, might as well jump out of one that's going down.
That's an interesting theory.
Okay.
All right.
I think you'd just be sucked out.
Either way, but if you got the parachute, you're done crapping your pants, you know, you pull the string. All right, here is your question. In the Old Testament, who wears his hair in 7 braids? The hair being the clue.
Jesus.
Jesus wore his in three braids, and that was after visiting the Bahamas.
Samson.
Oh,
I was going to go.
Everybody cool. comes back from the Caribbean with their hair.
I was going to go Coolio.
All right, multiple choice. Multiple choice. Which one of these?
And he had the Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Has NASA not sent into space? Bullfrogs, jellyfish, salmonella, or goldfish? So jellyfish, salmonella, goldfish, or bullfrogs. One of them NASA has not sent into space.
I'm going to say bullfrogs.
That's what Mike guessed. No, they've sent bullfrogs. We've had space bullfrogs.
Goldfish.
You are correct, goldfish.
Oh, really?
Yep. I noticed that from a little water thing I saw the other day. It kind of just... I'm not even sure...
Oh, you put a goldfish up there in the water.
I'm not even sure that like he could stay inside of it. It might just float outside of the pocket of the bubble.
The so fish words, would not float outside of the pocket of the bubble. It would stay in the bubble, but I believe if the fish chose to swim, like if it breached the
correct.
Outer membrane...
That's what I'm saying. It's just out there. And you then might you not be able fish to floating in the air, and you might not be able to swim back into it.
Would the fish even be able to swim in the water? There's nothing to project itself in the water.
But I think it can still swim in the water because it creates...
It would just stay in the same place.
Still,
right. He would still just sit
but
there
it
and
it can't be
but
just about swimming because they took the jellyfish.
They did take the jellyfish, but I think you can still propel yourself because it's still encased in the water. You follow what I'm saying? So I don't know, but I'm thinking...
I don't know if the water's moving is the problem.
It isn't.
But
so you can't
but you're creating your own. But even if it's not moving, if you move your tail,
and the jelly,
there still has to be a reaction.
You could swim in space and not go anywhere.
Right. And the jellyfish.
You have to hold and pull yourself.
And the jellyfish works because they just kind of float in the water. Now, they will kind of propel themselves from time to time, but they're happy just floating there, too.
I think the fish would be able to swim. I don't know.
Either way, a goldfish is going to die. Even if it's on Earth.
Oh, it'll be dead.
Look, man, let's be honest about this.
It's a goldfish. Send them.
Yeah, I know, like you're, but they've sent salmonella. Like,
go to a bar and race them. We're worried about sending one to space.
All right, here's your question.
I don't care. It's goldfish. Send it.
It's a pet we flush down the toilet when it dies. That tells you the extent.
And they send it home with you in a plastic bag,
and they give it to you for free because
right?
like your kid threw a ping pong ball into a cup.
Right.
You don't get a puppy for that kind of crap. You know what I mean?
No. Think of another pet you send home in a plastic bag.
That's still alive.
Or any fish, for that matter, that you get at a pet store is going to go home in a bag.
All right, here's your question.
Oh, right, but like Thurl's saying, you can't throw a dart at a balloon at a...
Here's a kitten.
...at a shady fair, and they give you a different fish. They give you a goldfish.
Let me ask you a question. You got a saltwater tank, right?
All right.
You got like a 3-foot shark you're bringing into your new mansion, okay? You have it in a plastic bag. Get a big black bag. Is it in a black bag? I'm just asking.
Right, just put in a hefty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. What are those freezer buns? The big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. In 1917, Finland declared independence from what country?
Ooh, nice.
Oh, well, probably somewhere in the region, so I'm guessing Norway.
No, Sweden.
Russia.
Damn it! I'm so confident.
Independence from Sweden. Sweden be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, isn't it Sweden that had, like, their hockey jersey has three crowns because it was, like, them, Finland.
And probably Norway,
and somebody,
I would guess.
Or maybe, yeah, and they finally were like, all right, you can have your own country.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awfully nice of the Swedes.
Thanks.
All right, your question. How many tournaments make up a Grand Slam in golf? It's kind of in the name, really.
Right. Yeah, it is.
If you don't...
Gotta be four, right?
Yep.
There you go, all right.
There you go, man. Well
nice
done.
Job. More Big Dummy on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-421-ROCK.